I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My name is Olive Tucker, and I would like to welcome you all to the Tuck In Podcast. Each week, myself and my two sisters tuck into different life subjects with three different points of view. I warn you people, this can get crazy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm the middle sister.
I'm Catherine, and I'm the oldest.
In this episode, we tuck into relationships. Now, please feel free to DM us, send us an email, hit us up on Linktree if you want to get involved. We're going to tuck in, so let's start. Now, can you ever really be friends with your ex? Sandra?
Absolutely not.
Now, I need to know more about this. I need your opinion because my opinion's strong on this. So why? Talk to me.
Right. So you have an ex.
Yep.
You have an ex for a reason.
Okay.
So you leave the ex and then you get your new partner. Why would you even want to carry on? Do you know what I mean? It's the whole competition side of it. It's, you know...
You see, I just don't know anybody who's friends with their ex because all my exes hate me. So I just presume that that happens to everyone, which I don't know. Maybe there's people out there who think, no, I'm actually best friends with my ex or I can have a relationship. Now, Katrin, I know you hate everyone in general. You'll get to know Katrin. She's not a big lover of people in general.
Hello,
so
I don't think I hate everybody.
You could definitely not be friends with your ex.
Well, I don't think there's a problem with it. It's friends. We're not talking about being that other than friends. It's not like I'm going to go out and sit with them like 3 or 4 nights a week. You might see them. You wouldn't ignore someone. Well, yeah, I wouldn't ignore someone.
How close friends are we talking? Do you know what I mean? Are we talking phone calls every day?
Well, all I'm saying is my ex has crossed the other side of the street when they see me walking down, so I don't have great experience.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, but they're bad breakups. But like,
true.
You have exes from when you were younger, like kids, teenagers.
No, absolutely not.
If I seen someone that I was kind of with or pulled a line with or whatever way you want to put it, I wouldn't ignore them.
No, I'm not saying ignore them.
Can
you be friends with them? Like, can you actually like be like going out with them, having a drink with them, dropping a text with them? Like,
I don't think I'd go out with them, like, unless they were part of a friend's group and maybe you all grew up together. Like, that could happen. But I wouldn't like go seeing out an ex to be a friend with them, if you know what I mean. But like, if it was in the same circle as me, I wouldn't ignore them and I wouldn't be behind the door about that's my ex and oh my God, but I was 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, but what if it's like, you know, a raw ex, like a breakup, you know what I mean? Like there's loads of
like avoiding him like the plague.
No one can be friends with a fiancé. Absolutely not.
But I don't think you have to be rude either. I mean, you've got to be a little bit cautious about things. He's had a past.
Well,
it's horrendous.
As my friends in the script say, a heart breaks, it does not break even, my friends.
That's your heart, Olive. Yeah, but in reality, like you've shared like... not life, but you've
I suppose what
no,
I'm thinking,
am I wrong?
I suppose what I'm thinking of is, you know, I don't know, maybe there's people out there who have, you know, no, put kids aside, like we're not talking kids. If you have kids and you break up, okay, you want to be amicable, like
well,
get
you
that.
Have to be amicable,
yeah,
because
100%.
That person's going to be in your life forever, right?
100%.
And your new partner has to get to grips with that because there's like has to be easy going, not easy going, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to blend.
Blended families, exactly that.
But that's different to what we're saying.
Yeah.
Because obviously these are people that you might just come across, like, so it's not that you're being forced into this relationship. This is a relationship of your own choice that you're going to be friends with them.
So what we're trying to say is really, if you break up with your ex and you get with your new partner, you're not going out for drinks with the ex.
No, you're not ringing them and saying, oh, come on, you're
not.
No,
I know you're not. But there's some people out there that probably are like...
Well, them people need to get in touch.
Yeah, immediately.
Them people need to get on to us and get tucked in here
and
because
tell us.
I need to know what's going on and how to... But I how they're living like that.
I can
here
understand.
We go.
Go on. Here we go. Go on. You can understand.
But I can
the one
understand.
Who hates
how explain to me how you can understand. Right, so hold on a minute. You have your ex and all of a sudden, do you fancy going out for a drink tonight? Ah,
no,
yeah.
Like, they're not going to randomly ring you up out of the blue and go,
well,
hey, do you want to come
for a drink? Well, if you're friends
with them, they are. Yeah, but like, you must have loads of experience in this department.
Well, I have loads of exes, as you know. Yeah, not. No, but look at me. My relationships, let's say.
Relationships.
Oh, give it to me. Give it to me.
But like,
Jesus, Catherine,
they wouldn't have been long term. They would never have been long term. So I would have no problem with acknowledging them or saying, hey, or.
But like, what cracks me up is you don't acknowledge and say, hey, to people
anybody.
You like.
I do. No, these are putting this has to stop. You need to draw a line under this. I do. It's just these people.
Do you give them a hug? Do you give them a hug?
Yeah, I'm a big hugger.
Yeah, I have to let you in on something, people here. Catherine is like. Convinced and trying to convince us that she's a hugger. She's absolutely not. And when you get to know her, you will see.
Well, I hope people
not.
I like. Let's put it like this.
Anyway. I'm just saying that if, you know, my husband or partner come home to me and says, listen, I'm friends with my ex, I would probably have a problem with that. I
think I'm with you.
Yeah, like, come here and I tell you, you know, if you're going out and you're going to a party or whatever and you think their ex might be there, your ex might be there, you're on high alert. Like,
yeah, but
come on.
I think if their friendship is a friendship since before you were there, do you not accept and go, oh yeah, that's grand? Like, you get to know the person yourself and you're like, right, it's fine. Because I'm not a threat to you because they're just a friend. No?
Yeah, but how far is a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I mean? You have to kind of... No, well, relationship.
Let me give you this one, right? So say for example, okay, we're going down that you can be friends with your ex route, which I feel you can't. But anyway, we'll play this game. And then all of a sudden you're in this circle of friends and that's great. And then it's like, okay, we're all going to plan a trip away. How does that work? And you might or might not be gone. Are you okay with that?
Well, he's not going without me.
Oh, okay. So now it's a problem.
It's a whore that would be the problem. It's just like, if we're going away and we're all friends, we're going together.
Well, surely you'd be going away with your partner. So this should,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're friends with your ex and your partner's not gone, would it be a problem in your relationship?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I wouldn't be into that.
You wouldn't be doing that.
I wouldn't be doing that.
Who'd be doing that?
Listen, there's probably people out there that do. We're probably the minority. You know what I mean? We probably get loads of people coming to us going, come here. Yeah, I'm great friends with my ex. I'm just personally not, and I don't think I could be. I think an ex is an ex for a reason, as
you said.
Said
yeah,
and
yeah,
who
yeah.
goes back on dirty laundry? I'm not saying exes are dirty, but who goes back on dirty laundry? Like, you put a wash on, it goes out in the line, you move forward. You don't wear something you already have in your stinking laundry basket.
But I do. I think it's a big statement to make that you can't be friends with them.
No, I'm saying, can you be friends with
them? Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, depending on your relationship, I suppose, and where you were and
how
you feel about it.
How much of a friendship it is, as I was saying earlier on.
Yeah.
Like, are we talking phone calls during the day? Are we talking...
And I wouldn't be having
fancy
that.
Going, yeah, you fancy
no,
going...
No, there's no need for that.
Like, Sylvia saying we were talking about Sylvia a few weeks ago.
Tell them who Sylvia are, Sandra.
I don't know who Sylvia is, but, you know, if Sylvia rang and said, I'm on a loose end tonight, do you fancy going to the pictures?
To your husband?
Yeah.
So Sylvia, me and Sandra had this conversation during the week that, you know, we were talking about exes and we were saying, okay, so say if Sylvia was your husband's ex or your boyfriend's ex and their friends, and Sylvia rang and said, oh, do you want to go for a drink? You want to go to the pictures? How would you be? I would just be like, absolutely not. That is not happening.
Sylvia needs to go on and swipe.
Yeah.
Find yourself a fella, Sylvia.
Go swipe Sylvia.
He's married.
Yeah. Well, like, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's
so,
fine.
Yeah.
There's not a hope I'm having that.
Well, then there you go, like, then. There you go.
I turn talk.
So Catherine's doing a 360.
Yeah, she's done a full 360. And that's okay.
Yeah.
No, I've done this 360. I've done this 360 because I would have been in. And that's fine. Everybody has a past.
Sandra, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
But I think, I could still be acknowledging to people. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
100%. No one's saying you want to be rude.
I'm not
rolling
on anybody. Rude,
but you're not going for drinks. You're not dropping text messages.
I'm not ringing my house looking for my husband to go to the cinema. Certainly not.
Sylvia, back off.
I'd be like, you can take him and the three kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on, just go see Rish.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because I was thinking to myself, maybe it was just me. And you know, I'm a stage five clinger. Like, if I'm going out with someone, I am a one woman man band. I'm just like, I don't want any influence. I don't want anyone else's opinion. I don't want any. It's bad enough sharing them with football, the gym, and all the rest of it. So I think we've come to our own conclusion that maybe the three of us, maybe, we couldn't be friends with our exes. Would I be right in saying that?
Probably not.
Actually, I like a flip flop. You do me head in. Yeah. Like, what's the story? Do you know what I mean? You either can or you can't.
I'm not having that ring in my house.
No one's ringing your house.
Oh, you got a landline?
Okay, no one's ringing your house.
You're going on the landline.
Okay, listen, no one's ringing your house. We are saying to you, straight off the bat, can you A, be friends with your ex? It's a simple yeah or no. I own my decision. Absolutely not. Because, but can you be friends with your ex?
Probably not.
Look at Bruce and Demi.
Ah, that's lovely though.
Yeah, but come on.
But Sandra, we don't know the full story. That's Hollywood.
But I know, and that's Hollywood. I'm just putting it out there. Do you know what I mean?
So she would probably be the one ringing in saying, well, I am.
Do you know what I mean? No.
Yeah, but come on, it's Bruce. It's Bruce Willis, people.
You also have then, there's health issues involved in all and that. They're all playing happy families for, like, multiple reasons.
I don't think so.
I know, yeah, because he's not
That's what I said, lads. It's Hollywood. We don't know the full story.
Yeah, he's not well. So, well, like, I was just putting an example in there. But then you're back to the whole blended family thing.
Yeah.
They've no problem. She's done her thing. He's done his. Yeah. They're all living happy. They're all wearing the same fucking pajamas. They're all great.
I'm wearing the same pajamas.
Don't start me on pajamas.
Yeah, they're
that's
all
a deal
wearing the same pajamas on Christmas. They're like,
will
so.
You wear pajamas?
Absolutely won't wear pajamas. No, no, absolutely.
Like, extra pajamas.
I must ask her. No, my husband will not. He will not. On that, he says they're deal breakers. Pajamas, I'm not doing. Delight for everyone else that does them. His friends does them. He will not wear them Christmas pajamas. I would love, like, everyone.
I know
else.
My husband won't wear them either.
Yeah, I would love to get that photo.
I wouldn't even buy them for him.
Oh my God, you're going to say your husband wears it?
Oh,
I'm
no, yeah.
I don't.
All 7 foot of them.
Yeah, no, imagine
seven them. Mind you, when the elf gave the pajamas this year, he didn't say, did I get a pair? I was like, well, why would you get a pair? You don't wear them in the first place.
No,
not that I'm like disclosing that and they're at. But no, he wouldn't be wearing the matching pajamas now.
No, I wouldn't even buy them for my son.
Anyway.
Would you not? No, he doesn't get them. The three girls, that's it.
Yeah, well, your son's like Elf. He's 20. Like, come on, for God's sake. He's like Elf on the shelf growing up. Like,
sorry.
She dragged him to a panto this year and all. He fell asleep through the whole thing. There's no need for it.
Well, it's a family like tradition type of thing, isn't it? So, like,
I don't know who she's doing it for, because it's definitely not for him.
Well, he won't be doing it again, because I'm like, we're all going together and everyone's like, what did you bring him for? And I'm like, well, we just thought it'd be nice to have him here.
He's dying of a hangover. He was at Bingo Loco the night before.
Yeah.
He's absolutely crying inside, sitting at a panto. Oh, no, you didn't.
And he couldn't dance at the end when he was supposed to.
Yeah, he was probably told, get up, I guess.
Of his own accord,
he was giving him the death stare if he didn't get up.
No,
right?
No, he enjoyed it. He said he won't
he
go
said,
next year.
He
won't be going next year, though.
Absolutely,
he won't even come home next year.
He was like Will Ferrell sitting at the panto. He's about 10 foot tall.
Yeah, his knees were brown as chin. God love him.
That's no one shocking. Needs that. Yeah. No one needs that. Okay, I want to ask you one more question about this, because I mean, it's still about the exes, because it's juicy.
Yeah, well, no.
I love all that. Okay, so let's put a scenario in place. What if your partner has a girlfriend? As in,
what?
Your partner has a friend who's a girl, but she's a really good friend.
Are we like a mate, like?
Well, I'd say best friend.
Is that not the same in the opposite?
No, Katrin, we talked about ex, try and keep up.
All right, you know, I know, but it's the same, but it's the opposite side.
Well, we're moving forward is what I'm saying. Now, there's nothing sexual here. This, obviously, the last conversation we had was, can you be friends with your ex, whether it be you or your partner, yada, yada. This is a little flip-flop. If your husband
had a best friend,
or if your boyfriend had a best friend and she was a girl, how would you feel about it, Sandra? Because you look a little bit puzzled to me there.
I'm trying to think.
See, I don't have an issue with that.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, here she goes again.
Back up
Here's
a minute.
The flip-flop.
No, I don't have an issue with that one.
You started off
not
having an
issue. For this.
Sorry, was that question for me?
Sandra, that was for you.
Sorry. All right,
go on.
Back
off
it up.
Go.
Anywho. I wouldn't have a problem per se.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but there's a book coming.
But there is a book coming.
Yeah. So you do have a problem.
Katrin, calm the ham.
Jesus.
Give her a minute. I know you're excited. We hear you loud and clear. Give Sandra a moment.
So is the best friend, again, going out for drinks and going out for, like, is she getting involved? Or is she just, like, was she there before? Has she come in through, like, say a couple and they broke up or something and she's still hanging around?
Okay, this ain't a movie, sister.
It's a friend.
This is a friend.
A friend.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like,
it's a friend.
I don't think so.
Like, she's a friend.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Like, what do you not think?
I think I'd be threatened. I think I'd feel threatened.
Okay.
I think I'd be questioning a lot.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm a jealous type.
Okay.
But I think...
Obviously, yeah.
Do you think?
You have issues.
Well, I mean, you've got serious issues.
It's a friend.
friend, it's a mate. Like,
so this, it could be Sylvia again.
Oh, fuck off, Sylvia.
Like, Sylvia could be popping around.
Sylvia's doing my head in.
Sylvia's not wearing a green dress.
Sylvia could be.
Oh, Sylvia better not be wearing a green dress.
Listen, Sylvia could be coming around for a cup of tea and Sylvia's knocking around. But Sylvia could be a friend from when they were, you know, friends from years ago. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, if Sylvia wasn't a threat, that's fine. But if I seen a little bit of something in Sylvia, I'd have to question it.
What if you seen a little bit of something in your partner?
Oh, I'd have to question it. Have to question it. Like anybody would, wouldn't they? Of course you would. Catch on anybody would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, I think I wouldn't have a problem with it because obviously the environment I'm in, it's very female-based with my husband.
So yeah. Tell us, Catherine, what environment are you in for people that don't
know?
Well,
he's a lot of female friends, a lot of female colleagues, and it's always been that way. So to me, it's, I don't find anybody a threat. Like, the way I look at it is, if he wants to go see you, I don't mean that in a bad way.
Jesus, Catherine.
But you know, like, if he's that way.
Now you're hearing the real Catherine tell you. She hates people.
Here now, if he's that way inclined, there's nothing they're going to do, so you might as well go. But I wouldn't imagine, like, there's probably 50 people that you know are on a daily basis.
Yeah, but come here, any of them. What if one of them was his best friend? What if he kept talking about her?
Well, if that's the case, then you have to address it and say, like, what's the story here? I think there's a little bit more. You'll feel the vibes and you know. But these
I think you'd feel the vibes before you got together, though, would you not?
But what if they're just friends, lads?
Yeah, they kind of can be.
And what's your opinion on it? Go on.
My opinion is absolutely not.
So hold on a minute. So your husband comes in and said, oh, no, not your husband at the time. Yeah, but your fella at the time comes and says, like, you know, on the first day, I've got this friend.
Yeah.
She's a really good friend. Yeah. How do you feel about
that? I'd say that's a great story. See you later.
And that'd be done.
No, I just say.
Well, there you go.
Well, I just say, listen, the type of person that I am is I'm not interested in texting other friend fellas. That's just not me. I actually had this conversation with my husband when we were going out because I'm not that person. I'm not texting your friend saying, oh, hey, I'm trying to be your friend. I'm not trying to be anyone else's friend. I don't get it. I had a scenario myself where, you know, people were texting my partner at the time and I was like, stop that right now. Like, you know, someone was trying to be his friend. It was pathetic. I was like, right, I'm not here for that. I'm not interested in it. That's just not my vibe.
Yeah, but were they texting to be a friend?
Be a friend, yeah. How are you? How's your family? What? Stop it right now. Like,
oh, see, I'm not into that now. I'm not into that.
You know what I mean? But it was a friend. And I was like, listen, from the jump, I had to stamp that out. I said, that's just not who I am. Yeah. It's not that I feel like I feel threatened by the person. I'm just not into it. It's not my vibe.
Yeah, see, when I met my partner,
yeah,
it was a partner plus 20.
Yeah, well, you knew what you were getting
into.
So
I knew. Yeah. And they all, majority of them have all, even though I don't like people, have all become my friends.
Yeah.
So, like, I would class them as friends too. So yeah. I don't see, but I'm coming from a completely different perspective than you are.
Yeah.
Because I'm in that environment constantly.
But I think that's what anybody, I think everybody's partner comes with friends, don't they?
Yeah,
your partner doesn't come on their own.
No, that's true.
They come with a group.
Would have more male friends.
You know what I mean? Because you go out with that group.
Mm.
But they're all together as couples. If you've got that one singular person,
the channeler being in the group,
the channeler, yeah. And then trying to creep in to be your husband's friend, then you're like,
yeah, but I'm okay with that because he's male.
Oh, well, say if it's not male, say if it's a female.
Absolutely not. I told you, absolutely not.
That's on you though, because like I don't think this,
I don't want to come across and for, like say that I'm not letting my husband have friends or whatever, like grand, but like let's all have boundaries in place here. Like don't
fair enough,
you know what I mean? I'm just I know people actually, I know men who have females as best friends and that's okay with them. It's not okay.
Well,
with
we need to hear from them as well. We need 100%. To know. We need to hear their little spin on this story. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Because
it might even change your perspective.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It might even open our minds a little bit. Because it's easy for us to sit here and go, oh, no, 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 no. But if you hear a scenario and you think, oh, maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Look at me. Like, there's a perfect example.
Go on.
For all the years that you've been with me, let's say, and we hung around for years together.
Yeah. Oh, don't we?
You were the plus one.
Yeah.
So there was no problem with any of the couples that we were knocking around with you, like, let's say.
Well, I was just a little sister.
Doesn't matter, though. You're still a single female.
I was your little sister. Do you know what I mean?
You're not that little Sandra.
Yeah, no, but they would all have been that little bit older. Do you know what I mean?
Not that old Sandra.
I was just a toad wheel, let's be honest.
Yeah, but like, and that can be, and that could be the case. It can be just someone that's just always there, that hangs around, goes to the matches or goes to the local.
I understand that.
You grew up with them.
Again, lads, that was not the question.
No, it's your friend.
No. If you're loving this episode or you're just nosy, you can find more of us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe to the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to. Can you let your partner, not can, but would you be all right with them having a best friend as a female?
Yeah, to a certain point.
Okay.
To a certain point. Yeah, to a certain point. Not to a certain point where they're going out on their own, they're doing their own little thing. I think that's a bit strange. But if you're in circles of friends and there's people there having a drink.
What if he comes home and he says, come here, listen, Sylvia was saying.
That's Sylvia's opinion. That's grand.
Yeah, but like,
did you ask for it?
Like, you know, if you are having a conversation, like, I just think, you know, you and your partner are a unit. Back off everyone else. Like, if my husband committed,
so you're just living in a bubble, are you?
No.
Yeah, just, she's very
Listen,
you're living
in a bubble. I love love. Yeah. I want to embrace it. I'm here love for love. It. I love love. I might question you at times anyway. But listen, I tell you, I know, and I'd be honest. I'm being honest. I just couldn't have that. Couldn't have it, like.
Yeah. Different folks, different strokes. Yeah,
I just have to be honest with you. I would love people to let us know how. Like, I'm sure people will be like, no, she's crazy. Yeah,
I can't wait. So, yeah.
And maybe, like, I want to hear about.
Like, I'm sure there's people saying, like, them three carrying on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do think, like, someone for everyone, and there's friends everywhere. And there's people, like, there's all sorts.
Well,
there's all sorts going on.
Yeah, of course there is.
Like, when you think of relationships and friends. I mean, then you come down to the whole throwing keys in the bowl.
Oh, stop catching. That's swinging, you're carrying on.
No, you're taking it to a whole new level now.
Well,
they're friends. So, like, I mean,
she has a point.
That's where, like...
There's no bleeding bowls.
So we're not talking about that kind of friends. We're just talking about me.
And when you come to my house, you see a bowl, put it in the press. I swear to God.
She has a glass bowl on our hall stand.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
The hall, that's going to get smashed tomorrow. I'm going to ring him now and go and say, get to that bowl, get rid of it.
So as much as she said she doesn't want friends, she's welcomed him at the door and taking that kiss.
Oh, I would never take his.
Would you?
Well, the car was nice.
But that often baffles me about that, you know, like swingers and keys in the bowl, which I'm sure it happens all the time. But like, how does that happen? Like, how do you have that conversation?
There's a little wink, wink, nudge,
you
nudge.
Think so? Oh, it has to
100%.
Be. Yeah, no one ever has wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Well, they're obviously
me.
Not into it.
Well,
that's why.
Put them vibes. Like,
well, they're obviously not into it.
What do you mean?
I think there's groups, like people that do that
and
have
that
ways of finding that people.
No, I think there's a little secret code goes on.
Do you?
100%.
How do you find out about the code? Not that I want to know.
No, I don't
want to
know. I don't know how you find out about the bleeding code, but I'm sure if you're somewhere and a couple is somewhere and they wink at you, I think there's something goes on there. Definitely there's something.
Winking.
It might be a bleeding wink. It might be like,
well, if someone winks at me, I'd be like, "Is something wrong? Are you right?"
Yeah, no, catch. If someone winked at you,
or like, maybe somebody goes to like,
"Don't even be touching me." I'd be like, "Back away, personal space. Don't be annoying me."
Tiddle.
I'll just make.
I don't know what goes on in the UK.
Oh, there's something going on in the UK. There's plenty going on in the UK, but there has to be something.
Yeah,
you two honestly telling me. That swingers just know who they are.
I think there's definitely a little.
There's a hidden code.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's a hidden
place
you go to.
Whether it's a wink or something. Yeah, of course.
Obviously, if you look it up, there's a place you can find. There's a club or something.
Yeah.
Sign up. There's certain clubs you would go to, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it has to be. They all know that whoever's in there is doing what they're doing.
It's like the secret
service. They're not going to walk to some randomly and put a wink at them. They'd be like, it's some random.
They think you are taking a seizure.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not winking at nobody.
You're all going to one area and you're all in there for the same thing.
Yeah, no. It's a completely different world.
Yeah, no.
I'm assuming, I'm not saying from experience, just to put it out there.
Well, I'm just saying you seem to know an awful lot about it.
Yeah, no, I'm just imagining that's what happens, because no one's winking at me in a pub or touching me.
I bleed and hope not.
Shaking my hand because I'd be at the knocking them out.
Catching, if someone winked at you, you think
I'd be like, something wrong
with you? No, you think you were trying to rob
me. Something in your eye, love. Something in your eye.
For the fifth time, are you all right over there?
I just think you're too aggressive and non-approachable.
I'm not non-approachable or aggressive. Like, if you told me, told me the wrong way now, I'll bark.
Yeah.
But bark?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the bark is worse than a bite.
True story.
But at the same time, like, I wouldn't be looking out for these people either, so I wouldn't know if they had a cold.
If someone even comes up to you and talks shit and gives you a little back rub, you're like, oh, they're mauling me, what's wrong with them?
Don't put your hands on me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, put your hands don't on touch me. Yeah. I'm not into
that. I like
that.
A little rub every now and again.
No, I don't
touch
me.
Yeah, see, then you go to the tactile business. People can be very tactile, you know.
No, I'm not.
Putting your hand on your knee or doing something like, do you know what I mean?
Don't put your hand on my knee. My husband would snap his death flipping tables.
I don't even like someone tipping off me to pass me by.
Yeah.
Like, if someone tips me fucking on the waist or I'm like, get your hand off me. You can use your mouth and say, excuse me.
Yeah.
Don't need to touch me.
Yeah.
I used to hate that on work even. Excuse me, get your hand off my shoulder.
That's because, you know, the way she's a clean freak. She's like, have they washed their hands? Have they washed their hands?
No, it's not about. I just don't like, I think it's your personal space. Like, don't come up and touch me.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do that to you.
So if anyone,
I'd hug you.
If anyone ever meets Catherine, don't touch her. Give her some space.
I'll make you aware I'm going to hug you. I'm going in now.
I love a back rub. Oh, do you know what I love? Oh, you know when you're going through security in the airport and you go beep beep beep. I go yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, for a frisk?
100%.
Actually, do
because like a little mini massage.
I give over.
Give us a rub down there. Go for it.
You give over. Not a hope.
Absolutely love it.
That's someone like that's a stranger. Oh pat, my god,
pat,
no.
Like, pat, 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 baby.
I give no,
I love when you have the rubber gloves and all on. Oh, give it to me.
Something wrong with her.
You need to go to them places where them people wink at you.
They're winking. Yeah. Rubber gloves well, and
all. Is any winkers
rubber
out there?
Rubber gloves and all. She's
talking. All night long.
No, that's my nightmare.
Be like, hit me up on Linktree if there's any winkers out there. Not wankers, now winkers.
Oh, no. Not a hoe. I'd be dying.
You're after shocking me there now.
Did I?
With the rubber gloves.
I love a pat, pat, pat.
So hold on, this is coming from a girl who won't drink out of a cup.
Hold on, this is coming from a girl that won't let a fella have a friend, would let a stranger pat, pat, pat.
But she won't drink. She won't drink, drink out of a Delf cup. She only drinks out of paper cups because you never know who's at the touching her. But she's no problem with a stranger touching her.
As I said, the stranger has gloves. Pat, pat, pat.
No,
it's not like a massage. It's not like a massage.
People I've gotten. It's way like old at
you. Your mind goes somewhere else.
Paying the rent.
I'd be putting metal in my pockets now just to make sure.
She's putting money in her mouth going through. Her smile.
When it goes, beep, beep, I'm like, that's me, that's me. And then Big Bertha rocks over. Step aside. Right. And I go,
spread them.
Give it to me, Bertha.
What are you going to do? Go to the UK, they put you in that machine and just spin you.
I feel like I'm at getting hard done by when they do that because I want the rub.
See, I can feel that. Hands up.
No,
give it a little spin.
No, I want the rub.
Cringing.
Poor kids to be a bit. So
I know. I want the rub. I want the rub.
Yeah, well.
Jesus, no.
So, come here. I'm not getting any new friends, Big Bertha. No,
you're not.
No,
Big Bertha's not your friend. Sylvia, nothing's not your friend.
Strangers that rubber are our friends.
Speaking of friends.
Go on.
Here's a humdinger for you.
Oh, go on.
Touchy subject. Now, I want you to brace yourselves.
Buckle up. Catherine, buckle up.
Don't give your head a wobble.
Oh, well, it's wobbling already.
I want a body wobble for this.
Aye.
When's enough with your friends? Like, I love friends, but they can be a pain in the hole sometimes.
Friends.
Yeah. Like, when is enough enough? Like, I have great friends.
Oh, I have brilliant friends.
But then we have friends that are just like, now enough is enough. Stop that carry on.
They drain you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when you love your friends, there's no denying it. My friends are listening.
Great friends.
I love you. I'm here for you and all that jazz. But Jesus Christ, lads, when's enough enough?
Yeah, no, you do sometimes have to draw the line. You do.
Yeah, but draw the line. Draw the line. How? So, as in when they're like taking too, sapping the energy out of you.
Well, you know, look, come here and tell you, right? You might have a friend, for example, that you have a soft spot for, and everyone else is like, drama, 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 nah, chaos, chaos, chaos. And you're like, no.
Give them a minute.
You know, see the best in them, core values. Yeah. They're not the devil.
And then rah, they fuck you rah, over. Rah.
And then they step over
and
you.
And then they fuck you over.
Like, I don't like that.
I was finding your corner for so long.
You know inside they're good. Yeah. Do you wait for them or do you just go hell for leather and go, come here?
No, I think I'd wait for them.
No, I can't.
I think I would wait for them. I think I'd give them the benefit of doubt. And then I think when they fucked me over.
But how many times would you give them the benefit of
doubt?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's not even about how many times you do it. Like, if it's really, really serious, do you know what I mean? If they fucked you under the bus and they reversed back over you, well, then see you later.
Yeah, see,
you
know what I mean? I don't think you'd even put yourself in that position for people
sometimes.
Yeah, but
what if they don't and you can just see that? You're just like, we've outgrown each other. Like, how do you
tell
your friend?
Well, that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
We've outgrown you.
You just don't tell them. You just let them blabber on. Not in pony.
I think at the end of the day, they'll soon realise.
Yeah.
So I know, because sometimes you do be doing me head in and I just agree with you because I know that I love you and deep down you're my sister and I can't get rid of you.
True.
I can't shake it off. True. So I'm like, let her have a moment.
We know how to deal with you.
Yeah.
We know.
People are friends years. They're like sisters.
Yeah, but you see, friends, I always say, you'll know a real friend, a lifelong friend, when you don't talk to them for about 5, 6, 7 months even.
Yeah.
And you pick up the phone and it's like, you spoke to them yesterday.
Yeah.
That friend that you do that to, and you're like, oh, why haven't heard you for ages? I didn't ring. Well, you've got a phone as well. Why didn't you ring me?
Yes.
You know, I don't think they're friends.
Because
we're not kids. We're not in playgrounds.
No, we're not playgrounds.
I'm not looking for you to knock for me if I don't knock for you. I'm not here about for that.
Yeah.
No. But at the same time, I would always say it's a case of take what you take with friends and like obviously the drama and you have to listen to them because there is people that
you have to be
God
there
loved
for friends,
you just have to be there for them.
Yeah.
But there does come a time when I've done enough here.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So I always I had a conversation with Ronnie a while ago and I was like, I look at like the Ryanair.
Right, go on.
Give your suitcase.
Right.
Like I have a 10 kg.
Okay.
And if you don't fit in there, you're not getting on board.
That's fair enough.
So the way it is, I have a lot going on in here.
Okay.
I don't have room for you. I ask you.
Yeah.
So I'm not listening to that.
Okay.
So, like, I'll take the phone call.
That's when they become draining.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, you just can't let them. So you just, I'll take the phone calls or whatever. Yeah. Now, I have to be honest, I'm very lucky. Great friends. Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't be dealing with it. Or even someone rings me with jargon. Shite, I don't need to hear. Mm. I'm just like.
Would you not tend to switch off to that, though?
I just, whatever.
Yeah, see, when I tend.
I can't buy into that.
If I had a friend that, like, I picked up the phone and you're constantly switching off. Well, then you need to turn the light switch off.
You can't necessarily always turn the light switch off because you could be there only out me.
Yeah, what if you've loaded history with them?
You can't because obviously they are friends and you probably have loads of history, little things, memories and whatever, and probably you're their only way to vent.
Yeah, of course.
So you don't take it on.
Yeah.
Well, I listened to a podcast the other day and your mum was saying, and this really helped me. It was like, look, maybe you're only meant to be there for a season. Because I'd be very emotional, right? Yeah. So, like, when I'm in with someone...
Very? Hello.
Hello. But when I'm in with someone, I'm all in.
All in.
So, I am all in.
And you're not allowed to have friends around.
No, not at all.
No,
but if I'm your friend, I think I'm a fucking great friend. Like, you want me in your corner. I will show up when you need me to. I'll stand up when you need me to. Now, obviously, this is all my
opinion.
When it
suits you.
I was going to say,
but that's how I feel. Like, if I'm your friend, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Until I'm not. And then you're dead to me.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with you.
I don't have an in-between.
No, you don't have an in-between.
I think she does have an in-between.
No, she doesn't. There's no simmering. There's no.
And if you, I don't think you give yourself enough credit. I think you do. But I just think you have yourself, you motor along.
I do.
You don't even notice you're doing it. But me looking at you, I would say, because some of the stuff that comes at you, like I'd be looking going, I couldn't do that. And she's great at it.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm zero tolerance for stuff like that, and I just can't. Mm. Don't bring them near me. I can't talk to them, and I'm not even looking at them.
She starts flaring her nostrils.
And all of
the nostrils. Well, that's when you know.
When the nostrils go, don't even mention the name to me because I'm like, don't bring them in.
If she has the nostrils out of the finger.
And when your finger comes out,
finger comes out, that's it. I'm
Whereas
done.
I do think you have a simmer button.
Do you think so?
I do, definitely. Yeah.
Why do you think I don't?
Because I think you're all in or else you're not.
Yeah.
It's either high or low. Do you know what I mean? And even arguments that we've had, do you know what I mean? As sisters, like, if we don't say what you want us to say, you're like, oh no, that's it then. That's it. No.
Well, we all get that. That's a sister thing.
But that's what I mean. It's nothing. It's everything or nothing. Like, do you know what I mean?
I do, like, God, it's not like, you know, if I'm wrong or, you know, I don't cut off people straight away. That's not what I'm saying. But I do get to a point where I'm just like, you know, and it's actually taken me years to get to this point because I would have just cut people out with the knees and that was it. I'd have been just like, you're not for me. Boom, gone. Even if you're in me company, didn't bother me. You didn't mean anything to me. You're done. But now I'm just like, I feel like, right, that's grand. If I've outgrown someone, you know, grand, I'm not taking it personal.
Yeah.
Whereas I would have took stuff personal.
Yeah, but you don't think that comes with age?
I don't know because I'm only newly 40. I think that comes 40. With age.
Yeah,
I'm only newly 40.
All right, Olive, I'm only newly 40. Well, anyway, when you hit to the OIPs like me and your sister.
Right. Excuse yourself.
Yeah, well, whatever. I think the older you get, the less tolerance you have.
Yeah, 100%.
Because as you said earlier, you've so much shit going on in your brain.
Don't want to know.
Do you know what I mean?
And don't give me shite. People are ringing me and telling me things about other people.
Yeah.
And did you hear this? I don't give a shit about what they're all doing.
Well, I always say, if it brings nothing to my table, then I don't give a shit.
It's not even that. If it has nothing to do with my family.
Yeah.
If it doesn't concern me, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I know. But see, you don't want to know. But you will always help somebody out.
If you're a gossiper, Sandra, you always want to know. You always want to know. So
she rings me and tells me what's going on the North Strand.
But that's because I listen to the Irish radio.
And I'm in Dublin. She knows before me.
Well, I can tell you what's going on in the North Strand before anybody.
No, well, that's true. But that's...
That's just me keeping in contact with home.
Ah, you're very nosy.
You're all in everyone's business.
I can tell by your... When we're on the phone, I can even tell by your tone and your voice.
Sometimes you're
excited by it because you're not going to leave it at the house. And I'm like, and you're on a steam fucking train.
Do you know why that probably is? Because I know before you do. So I want to tell you.
But it's even stuff that I wouldn't even know. Stuff that's happening to you over there. And I'm like, oh, great. And you'll go off and you're like, give me loads. And in my head, I'm going,
Who gives a shit? I'm on the motorway
going, I have to go here, I have to go there. And you're going,
if you let me finish.
I think it's because I can't just knock around your door and tell you. So I store all these things up, Sandra, and then it just comes out like Sandra, a tsunami.
I speak to you 3 or 4 times a day.
You're in my kitchen 5 times a day, love.
Yeah.
Over.
I mean, you're, if I cooked, you'd be watching
you
me
come
cook.
Alive,
well,
Sandra.
You don't cook.
Well, just as well.
Thank God.
Yeah. But you are my first or second call in the morning.
How good
that's
is that?
That's if I miss my window.
But how good is that?
Well, I give you the laugh. So this is how I roll.
How good is that though?
Kids go to school. I've about half an hour in the car me on. So I've a roll call. So either
who's top of the roll call?
Who's top of the roll call?
Okay, well, one of yous.
Who was it?
I don't know. Well, I to be honest, it's Sandra because she's
why.
Earlier going to school.
Yeah, because my child doesn't go to
school later. So I will ring Sandra. We'll have a yap, maybe a bitch about Catherine. That's grand. Yeah. That's our only sister.
Oh, she's ringing. I have to go. She's trying to get control. Oh, she's ringing.
And then I'll ring Catherine and we'll have a yap about that. And then I'll ring Joe, who's, you know, the most private person.
He might
in
need
the
an
world.
Answer.
He actually probably is going to probably sue me for even mentioning his name on this. Anyway. And then we'll get all our yaps and all out. But Sandra, you are up in everyone's business.
I don't think so.
You and your finger.
Disagree.
I wouldn't have a clue what has been going on from morning to night.
Well, aren't you glad then?
No, that's a lie.
Now, you do tell me.
Now, that's a lie. Now, that's a lie.
I know. It's
so
not a lie.
I'm going to interject there, Catherine. That's a lie. You are like the silent assassin. Don't be giving it all that.
I know.
You know everything about everyone.
She remembers everything.
She.
I do remember.
Listen, I tell you, she knows, but you get this on phone. She gives you a few grunts. You're up in everyone's business giving everyone opinions, Sandra.
She knows all the info.
Yeah, but you know everything. But she's like, I didn't know that. Chelsea's, I know that she knows, and she knows that I know.
Yeah, I don't know to the depths that. I don't go to depth Sandra goes.
No, you don't get involved.
I don't get involved.
You do, Sandra. Yeah.
And I'll store it. And then I'll remember it. And then something will come up and I'll drop a grenade.
Catherine, jump across the chair there and batter Sandra. Yeah, like when we were kids, right?
No.
When we were kids, Catherine used to kill Sandra. And I'd be standing on the sidelines going, kill her, kill her. Because Sandra used to try and kill me.
Are we going to the wedding speech again?
No, we can't.
Listen, anyway, so what we're saying is, friends.
No.
Yeah, no, well, to a certain point, yeah. Until they... I can't do
the same now.
Well, come here, right? So we say to the certain point, right? So how do we pull the plug? What do you do? Like, say, for example, someone's draining you, switching off, all of the above that you said, right?
Yeah.
Me personally, I'd be like, come here, listen.
Long arm.
Yeah, we see, I can't do it. So you'd long arm.
I can long arm it, yeah, definitely.
But what if they say, you're giving me the cold shoulder, is everything okay?
I'm busy, yeah. Just everybody's got more busy and, you know. So not that I've done that to any of my friends.
You're telling them lies to their face.
I'm not telling lies to their face.
Yeah, yeah, liar.
Yeah, yeah.
I just go long finger.
She's a nosy liar.
Yeah, she knows you are. Yeah.
He's going to have
that's the
well,
worst
I think that I'd be the type of person that would just be like, come here, listen, it's not working. Like, not no, that it's yeah, not yeah, working yeah, out. Like, I'd just be like, come here, listen, you go your way, I go my
you're
way.
Breaking up with them.
Best of luck and all that jazz. See you later.
Yeah, and I'm just, don't they, expect know, any they know, people would know by me because I'd be just like, but there'd be zero. I'm giving nothing back. Like, cut you off at an ace. Don't ring me.
So we've covered exes, but, friends and friends again.
Ooh. Yeah, and so your friends, our friends, everyone's friends.
Yeah.
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 But just to say that we love our friends.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm very blessed with a great bunch of friends.
Oh, yeah. Give me strength. They're only saying that because they're afraid their friends
them all,
will listen.
All the time. No, seriously, I am. But if it came to a point that I couldn't take it.
Come here, listen.
See ya.
Listen. See you later. Let's be honest, lads.
Come on.
We all have that one friend who's a pain in the hole.
Two, three, maybe.
All of you could be that friend.
No, yeah, I'm
you,
not that
exactly.
Friend.
Yeah, exactly. You could be that friend.
Well, I have been told.
I could be that friend.
Well, I have been told, and I'm all right with this, that I'm hard to be around. Don't ask me. I don't believe that.
Don't believe it. Who so told you that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a friend. Yeah. That's a friend being a friend.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that because I am hard to be around.
See, and you wouldn't even tell your friend that.
Yeah.
You'd long armed her.
Is that long arm?
No, it's not long arm. I just say you're a pain in the hole. Give her over. You're carrying on. Stop doing that.
Would you say that?
Oh, absolutely, and have said it.
Sober or drunk?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, because it comes from a place of love. Yeah, like, if my friend is carrying on drama, I'd say, stop it. Stop that right now. There's people dying in the world. There's things going on. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, get a Sambuca. Let's get it done and be sorted. Stop that carry on right now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Whereas you'd be like, I'm long-arming you. I'm letting you continue to bullshit, but I'm long-arming you. Whereas I'm like, stop you. I love you. You're carrying on scandalous. I've had to do it with
Yeah, but I'd be honest with them. I have had honest conversations. I would be honest with them.
So when's enough enough? That was the question, though. So when do you stop and not tell them, I can't do it anymore, and just
when they don't listen
off.
To you, when they still carry on scandalous.
When they still carry on, and they don't listen. Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for that. Like, you know, I think as you get older, again, I'm only new to being 40.
Or so APs again. So oh, yeah. Yeah. She got a bus pass.
You managed.
Wait to get she's a bus still not mature. That's
here,
what
I
it is.
Never
she hadn't hit maturity.
I absolutely hate public transport. To talk to me sitting beside someone that I don't know that might have not.
Oh, was she like a pat, 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 pat?
See, yeah, I told you they'd rub our gloves on. Mm-hmm. Unless the person's sitting, like, imagine, right?
Fucking in a boiler suit. Oh, what's that?
Face mask. Back to COVID again.
Yeah, COVID, here we go. Yeah.
Well, come here. I had to get the bus one time when something happened.
That one time?
And I was like, how do people do this? Like, for one,
some people love the bus.
Yeah, I know, and I get that because I have spoke to people.
I'm on driving 4 years. Don't forget.
Oh, you walked everywhere.
How many driving lessons did she get? Now, I kid you not, people, there's no word of a lie.
Over 100.
Sandra, tell them.
It was over 100.
Sandra, tell them.
You did how many 10s did you do?
Olive likes to say 300.
No, it wasn't 300. Sandra, dead serious, Sandra. How many driving lessons?
I'd say about 150, 160.
Easy.
But don't forget, though, I was doing it for 20 years.
It was Sandra.
For fuck's sake.
Nobody
Sandra.
Does 160, 120, 100, whatever it is.
Get in contact if anybody did over 160 lessons, please.
Sandra, no one's going to get in contact.
And Sandra lives on a hill in England. So, like, she made them poor kids walk morning, everywhere. Noon and night because you wouldn't get behind them.
And
the
they're better for it.
In the depths
well,
of winter.
Know, Sandra,
yeah.
Them poor kids.
They don't rely on the car and the four wheels.
They do now.
Do little legs.
How much would 160...
Did I say? Didn't do the calculations.
Yeah, but how many did you say? 100 more?
60. 160.
How much would that cost? How much is a driving lesson in England?
I couldn't
25 know. Quid, I think they are now here.
Jesus. No, I think they're gone up to about 40 over there.
Yeah. Imagine. Did you calculate that?
So, they had two here. Cars. No. You were driving instructor. You were their best client.
Oh, my God, she was the best.
Yeah, but what? She was
why wouldn't she be
a paying
a mortgage?
Oh no, I had different ones.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, I had different
you
ones.
You outgrew them.
They weren't all the same.
That's, no, what, that's why you say.
Well, like, honestly, she was a serial.
My last one wouldn't let me go. She says to me, I'm not letting you go. I'm not letting you go until I get your pass. Yeah, and she did.
Because you were paying a mortgage.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
Of course you were.
No.
How many on that amount of lessons?
No, she was brilliant.
But look, she got your pass. So
oh, 100% she got your pass.
But like, yeah. I want to just put it out there that is no word of a lie that no, you that, did that many driving lessons. Like, I did four and I was out on the road driving mistakes. Let's
still,
go.
She still not 100% of driving.
No, I'm
still
I did four.
She still won't drive on the motorway.
I've done it twice.
Oh, no, oh, have you?
How long are you driving?
5 years on the 5th of November.
I've been on the motorway twice.
Yeah.
Then what does that say?
And I was on it once.
Yeah. And I was on it the other time.
Oh, yeah, just off the wrong.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
And there's nothing wrong with you driving, you're grand.
Thanks.
Yeah, because you drive an automatic.
The time you mounted that roundabout.
She drives an automatic. Not that that's acting against anyone. I love an automatic.
I passed the manual, let me tell you.
Did you?
Yeah, I did pass the manual.
Fair play to you.
For what?
On the hill?
Yeah.
Jeez, you've done well.
Sandra,
do you know what? Listen.
Do you want to give his sister a bit of credit here?
I'll give you a rub down, but I don't have any gloves on.
You can keep your rub down.
I have to tell you one more thing before we go.
Right, come on.
And it's a wrap.
Oh,
and that is a wrap.
I
on
thought
our...
she was going to rap.
No.
I thought she was going to rap.
10 days from me are over.
I thought she was going to rap.
Not unless.
She wants it all about her.
Not unless. I'm getting a serious wad. I'm not rapping for no one. Unless I have a few vodka and Red Bulls. I do a main Gangster's Paradise and karaoke.
Carry on, all of you.
Okay, lads. It's a wrap. And I have to tell you, that was hilarious on my behalf because I got to learn loads about you too.
I got to learn loads about myself. I'm going to have to go and have a little
chat. A lot of it actually.
I'm going to go home now
and go through all my friends.
So I just want to make sure, you know, if you're out and you see Catherine, don't stand too close to her.
Oh,
if you see me in the airport, please give have gloves on. Give us a rub, an extra squeezy. And if you see Sandra out, you know,
give her a lift
because she probably have the long arm or the long finger or long johns on her at that stage. Bye. Well, that's a wrap. And if you love this episode, go on and follow us on Insta at Took In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe on the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.